At a farm in Oldham County, cows are lying in the shade with their calves to escape the midday sun. Fox Hollow Farm has 250 cattle which are fed grass, not grain. Cows can't properly digest grain, and it's often laced with antibiotics. All of the meat Fox Hollow sells is antibiotic-free. Maggie Keith is a fourth-generation owner.
Our first goal was to heal the land, and by doing that, we wanted to become a biodynamic farm. And so if that's our goal, then antibiotics just aren't even in the question or the mission.
Antibiotics in livestock have been popping up in the news lately. Last week, the Natural Resources Defense Council, the Union of Concerned Scientists, and other groups filed a lawsuit against the Federal Food and Drug Administration. They want the FDA to stop putting antibiotics in animal feed, a practice the lawsuit claims is dangerous and creates drug-resistant bacteria. Margaret Mellon is the director of the Food and Environment Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
It's important to realize that antibiotic use in animals is something like 80% of the total antibiotic use in the United States.
And this rampant antibiotic use in animals we eat can cause problems. A drug-resistant E. coli bacteria is making people sick in Europe. And while the cause of the outbreak isn't known, Mellon says the situation illustrates why people in the United States should be concerned about animal medication.
This kind of a bacteria could have arisen in an animal setting, and that the way we use antibiotics in animals encourages the emergence of this kind of a pathogen, if not this particular one.
Of course, just like humans, sometimes cows really need antibiotics. A spokeswoman for the Kentucky Beef Council says their members only administer antibiotics to cows when the animals are sick. Maggie Keith of Fox Hollow Farm says once one of their cows is given antibiotics, they don't sell the meat under the farm's label, so it's a last resort. They will medicate a cow to save its life, but first they try homeopathic remedies.
Because your body does have the defenses to fight against diseases, and we need to build up the immune system and build up the strength of our animals so that they can handle those foreign diseases. Or if they get a bout of diarrhea, you know, pull them aside, give them a lot of water, give them some vitamins, and see if that will work before you go ahead and put a bunch of antibiotics in them.
A year ago, the Food and Drug Administration urged farmers to reduce the amount of antibiotics fed to livestock. They warned liberal antibiotic use was helping to create drug-resistant bacteria and was endangering humans. Erica Peterson, WFPL News.